We get to explore the most powerful frequency out there. And what is it? Authenticity. Welcome to Chapter 10 of Mike Wood's Podcast to Book series. Today, we're going to talk about why authenticity is more powerful than love or hate, why it terrifies the subconscious, and how it becomes the key to coherence when your mind, body, and soul finally move in the same direction. And stay with us until the end because we're going to be sharing five powerful tips to live more authentically starting today. So let's dive in. Mike, I can't believe we're on chapter 10.
I know it's been a little bit of a journey here. This is a lot of fun.
It has been. It has been. And this is an important topic. In your book, you mention authenticity as nuclear. What does that mean?
Because you can do all the work that we talk about. You can rewrite core beliefs. You can bring yourself into the present moment. You can remove attachments, forgive people, and you could still be miserable. Like it could blow
Yeah.
everything up. If you're not working hard to understand your truth and speak your truth and live your truth, you're still going to be miserable.
It's tough to be authentic. Like it truly is. I was reflecting on the show today and I was like, what does authenticity mean? And why is it so difficult? What do you think authenticity actually means? And why is it so terrifying?
Well, I think it's the higher self that's coming through us, right? If we're not living, if you don't get to know your true self and you don't know who you are, what you like, what you want, if you don't know how to answer those questions, then it's kind of hard to live in a certain way. And I think the reason why we don't know is because we're living for our parents or our spouse or our friends or our brother or sister. We're living for everybody else and we're picking up those ideas instead of sitting in the silence and trying to figure out what we actually want or what we actually like. And so I think that's where the pain come from. It's not living authentically because a lot of us, we don't even know what that is, what we truly like. And then the reason why it's so hurtful is because there's an inner yearning. You got two polar things pulling on you, right? You got the north and the south, and you're getting pulled by your subconscious mind to stay safe all day long, every day. You want to stay safe in your house. Don't want to get yourself too far out there. Don't spend too much money. Don't do this. Don't do that. Stay in your safe area. And then on the other side, you've got something inside of you that's burning. For you to laugh, for you to dance, for you to have fun, for you to get out and help somebody, for you to do these things that you don't even realize that you need to be truly happy. And so you have those two things pulling, and the authentic side of you is gonna make the subconscious side freak out. And so they're going to pull at each other, and it's a very interesting thing. But once you do figure out what you like and what you want and what the universe is trying to tell you, listening to your higher self, and you do follow those steps and you do take some action moving forward, subconscious mind will come down and you'll feel stronger than you ever have in your life, and the universe start working in ways that are extremely beautiful.
Yeah, I remember like some situations in the past where I was my authentic self and the people around me rejected me, judged me, made me feel silly for being that way, didn't agree with whatever I was saying. And it was in those moments where those core beliefs were like being injected into my body saying, oh, if you act like yourself, people are going to reject you. And I think that's where a lot of people are afraid to even step out and be who they are because they want to conform into society and they want to be accepted and loved and blend in and fit in. But learning to detach from outcomes and people's reactions and essentially not caring how people react, that's powerful. That just gave me chills. Like, that is power.
It really is. That's the program, right? Learning to love yourself. When you can love yourself and not need affirmation from the world that you're good, that you're happy, that you're smart, that you're lovable, all those things, like now all of a sudden, you could be happy without all that affirmation, and you can be silly and you can have an opinion and you could do all these things that society may or may not like and still be happy.
I remember a situation where I was so authentically myself. I was challenged to trust, to bring my walls down. And then when I did that, the person that had asked me to do that, we were working together on some pretty personal stuff. It was like self-development stuff. But then it was like my authenticity was too much for this person because then suddenly I was too trusting, too loving, too open. And so they were very uncomfortable with it and then told me that they didn't want to work with me anymore because of it. And then I was like, wait a minute, how to respond to this? And so I was like, you asked me to show up as my authentic self, to let you in, to trust you. And that's exactly what I did. So I hold true to everything that happened, and I stand in power in that because I don't regret a single thing that happened because I was 100% myself. But I
Yeah.
remember how much of a confu how confusing that was, like being asked to be myself, yet not being accepted for being myself.
Yeah, and that's what we've been dealing with our whole lives, especially with nowadays with social media and tabloids and there's a standard and a measurement tool for everything around us, whether it's our schooling, our appearance. How we're supposed to, we're a good friend or a bad friend, whether you're going to have kids or you're not going to have kids, are you going to get married or you're not going to get married, are you straight, gay, bi, whatever. And I know there's 20 other things that people identify with as far as their sexuality. And
Sorry, I'm not laughing. I don't know why I'm
but it's
laughing.
true. There's just so many things out there that you're going to fall into this unique area that is your aligned with your frequency that is authentic. And when you find that, that's powerful. And if it scares somebody else, well, that's not your people. You got to just move on. So like at the end of the day, we need to be able to wake up and be ourselves, and the people around us support us. If they don't, you're around the wrong people and you got to find new people. And that's unfortunate and it's difficult and it's hard because a lot of times these are family members. And so you still have to be able to tell mom or dad, hey, I'm sorry, but this is who I am. Either, you love me and accept me or you don't, but I'm not going to hide who I am. It doesn't mean you have to flaunt who you are, but at the same time, it doesn't mean you need to hide and go under a rock and be ashamed because they don't like, who you are. And so it's extremely difficult for everybody to navigate all this. And, getting some help to one answer these questions of who you are, that's the best place to start, right? Because most people don't even know, like have no idea what it means to live in that authentic frequency. It's scary and it's a mystery and they have no idea to how to even get there. It's not as difficult as most people think.
Well, I love that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first, what are some of the common ways that people unknowingly betray their truth? Like, what are people doing and how does it feel in the body?
I'd say to answer your first part of that, what are people doing? It's they're ignoring their body, and they're taking the advice from other people. This is what I would do, or this is what I wouldn't do. I watch TikTok and other videos just like everybody else, and I always had this one stick out. It's this guy that is he's trying to be a motivator, right? And he's going to do big business. He's going to do big things. And he's real loud and he's excitable. And he's like, man, if I'm going to go in and I'm going to do something, I want somebody around me says, hell yeah, I want to do that too. Said, if I'm going to buy that building and I got a friend next to me, I want them to say, hell yeah, how are we going to make this happen? Let's do this. We're going to buy this building. Not if I come up with that idea And the guy next to me is going, "Oh man, you can't buy that building. That's a big ass building. You can't buy that. That's expensive. You can't. I don't know how you're gonna do it." Well, now all of a sudden your dreams are getting diminished, and the chance of that even happening are getting drastically reduced just by the negative impact that somebody else is giving you. Like, you need people around you to support you, and that's the biggest thing right here, is we're getting influenced by everyone around us to not trust what's going on inside of us. Because the way that I've found mine is to get into a quiet place over and over and over and over again, and then ask true questions. What do I want? Where do I want to be? Who do I want to be with? Ask yourself all these questions in the silence, and you'll get a real answer. When, because half the answers that I gave, they weren't the real answer. It was what I thought it was, but when I gave that answer in silence, I felt a sickness in my stomach. I felt, and then I started asking questions. Why am I feeling like this? And started to have a conversation with myself. All of a sudden, like, oh, well, shit, no, I never really did want to do that. I'm doing that because of so and so. They wanted me to do that. All right. You know, when I was a kid, that's what I thought a man was supposed to do. Or, you know, you just don't know where all this stuff is coming. And all of a sudden, I realized my life is pointed in one direction, and it should be pointed in another if I would just sit in the quiet and truly listen to me.
Yeah, I think when one of the things I learned too is to not tell people, like when I'm working towards something for myself, I don't talk about it because of that the exact thing you said. Suddenly, everybody's dog is telling me their opinion about it. And then I'm like, wow, this is getting muddy. So like, as soon as you know what you want to do, and then you start sharing with people, they give their opinion, and then you start questioning it, and then you get lost, and it's like you're on this track and you're going sideways. So I really don't say much to people anymore. Like I have a select few that I talk to about it, that I trust and that I respect. But if the person who's giving me advice isn't doing what I'm doing, isn't has hasn't been through what I've been through, I have a hard time respecting what they have to say.
What's that? There's that famous quote about being in the arena. Yeah, if they've not done it, if they're not in the same arena, don't ask for their opinion, because most people are going to give you their negative subconscious beliefs about how scary it is, because their subconscious mind is trying to keep them safe, and they're projecting that onto you. And in order to do something big and to make change and to live life the way it's supposed to be lived, you got to step out of the subconscious, and it's going to do everything it can to make you uncomfortable while you're doing it. But once you break that barrier, the walls fall down, and true strength starts to come out, and it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah. What about physical signs when someone's living out of alignment? What does that look like?
It a lot of sadness, a lot of just, I would say it's almost like atrophy. Like, you're tired all the time. You don't know what makes you happy. You're just kind of fed up with everything a little bit. You know, depression and anxiety, they speak up in one way, but not living by that true self, that authenticity, where that frequency is vibrating at a high level. And when you get in alignment with that, it raises the whole body up. It gives you strength. You wake up to get you get up out of bed in the morning because you have purpose. Like, it starts to give you an inner strength. And if you don't have that inner strength, that would be what I'm saying. So if you don't resonate with that, if you don't understand what I'm saying, when you just wake up out of bed because you have a purpose to do this or do that, when you walk in a room, you're not worried about what everybody is saying about you. You don't care. When it doesn't mean you don't get your feelings hurt. It just means that you're human, but you're still passionate and able to push forward in spite of your feelings getting hurt. And it just gives you an inner strength that, until you experience it, it's really pretty difficult to understand or even explain it, to be honest.
Yeah. What about childhood conditioning? So the don'ts we absorb growing up. So how do they shape our adult inauthenticity? That was really hard to
Well,
say.
it pisses the kid off. You're an angry little kid and you don't know why. It's because you're being pushed into a box that you don't want to live in and you don't even understand what's going on. A lot of kids
Yeah.
being told what to do. I don't know how many people have come into my office and sat down and they start going through this or that. And then you get to the root of it and their parents forced them to play baseball, especially a lot of these young girls. They'll have a dad that played baseball or something and they want the little girl to play baseball. And she's like, I don't really care about this. And then they have trauma from those moments. It's the parent inflicting their will or imposing their will on a young kid. And it's just baseball, but they were broken down by that. Like, why do I got to play baseball to make this person that I love more than anything happy? Well, I guess I better do it, but I hate it.
Oh,
But
I'm like having flashbacks that happened so many times growing up, like trying to
yeah.
please my parents and them wanting me to do certain things and me thinking like, should I be enjoying this, and not, and feeling so disconnected and shameful. And like, how am I supposed to tell my parents that I really don't enjoy this and they want me to do this? It's guilt and shame and all that ugly emotion building up inside.
Yeah, and then because you're not passionate about it, you know, really don't care or even want to do it, but you're trying to do it, but then you're not successful at it. And then you're like, oh, why didn't you pay attention? Or why didn't you do this? Or you could do this, we could practice. Like, no, don't care about any of it. And at some point, we're looking for love when we're a kid, and we don't know how to truly just love ourselves because we're learning about the world through these people that are caregivers. And I'm not sitting here saying all these parents are bad and whatever. They're doing the best they could. They're trying to impart the wisdom that was given to them, and it's a cyclical thing. But these are the things that break us down and push us away from living an authentic life. And once we start to just open our eyes a little bit and go, oh, wait a minute, I never really liked doing this. I only did it for them. I don't really like these people, I only hang out with them because of this. Once we start to identify and just start being honest, that, and that's another thing, is truly just being honest with somebody. Sometimes we're not honest and we just keep it all in and keep it all in, and everybody's pushing us and pushing us. And we don't even say when we're unhappy. We don't even say when somebody just said something rude to us that, hey man, I don't really agree. Instead, we just take it and, how many times have people been rude at a restaurant and we never say anything, right? People at our table rude to a waiter, or and it's not okay to be rude to a waiter, but we don't want to piss that person off. We don't want to cause a problem. But it there's just 100 minor things that happen in our lives on a daily basis that, when we suppress our truth, it just kind of makes us smaller. And when we speak our authentic self kindly and compassionately with forgiveness, now all of a sudden we get bigger and stronger, and who we are just, it really just fills you up with an inner strength that's truly hard to explain because most of us never experience it. And if we do, it's in brief periods of time doing something we truly found that we truly enjoy. Whether it's art, and that's probably where most people have felt it, doing something like just dancing to a song for no reason, or singing in the shower when nobody's listening and you're just letting it belt. You feel strong and powerful when you're doing that and you're just letting loose. That's how it feels to be authentic. And then we get out of the shower and we go back to our days and we get back in our box. But the goal would be to be singing in the shower 100% of the time, just free to express ourselves without any shame or having to hide.
For me, I'm picturing authenticity, when I'm my authentic self, I'm picturing a scene from a movie where I walk away from a building and I like set it on fire and it's like burning in the background. And I'm like, yes, I crushed that. It is powerful. It's this like, I did the best I can. I don't care about the outcome. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm just myself and I don't need any what's the word? Validation from anybody. And then that is, it's like you throw dynamite on it and blow up and walk away and you're just like, oh, whatever. On to the next.
You know, you said it very well right there. No, don't worry about the outcome. Whatever it is that you like, and then letting go of the outcome, letting go of the outcome of somebody judging you or somebody, you know, somebody's opinion that you're not living up to their standard. Or, you know, like our parents, they don't even be around and we do something like, oh gosh, if my dad saw me now, you know, like letting go of the outcome and just being, you know, that's a such a powerful thing.
I remember being at a party and I wasn't really feeling it. And I stepped outside and there was this rock garden with this water thing. And for some reason, it looked so freaking cool. And I was standing there, I'm just staring at it. And someone came outside and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm great. Check this out." And I'm like pointing at the rocks and they're like, that's very weird. And they thought it was so weird, but I was so fascinated by it. And suddenly there's like 10 people in the window watching me watch this rock garden thing. And I was just like, you know what? I don't care. Like it was so cool. And sometimes staring at the wall makes me feel like that. I don't know. I think it's important to just listen to what's going on inside of us and not give a shit. And that was one of those moments where I was like, threw dynamite at the party. And I was like, I really don't care what you guys think.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There's so many people that when they get quiet, they can have these mystical experiences. And I remember a guy telling me about how he connects with trees. And he'd go along this path, and every day he'd go on this tree and he just kept getting pulled to walk off the path slightly and put his hand on the tree. And when he did, he just had this whole mystical experience. And he just, it was
So
just calming, and he was basically communicating with this tree. And he had this whole amazing experience. And then somebody started to walk up and he freaked him out and he lost it all. Like that connection that he had, he started freaking out. And then they would walk by and then he would get it back. And it became a deal where every day when he walked past that tree, he would just go touch it. And it took him about a month to where he just didn't even care about whether or not somebody was coming, and he wouldn't lose that connection with the tree when people would walk by. That's because everybody's scared to look a funny way. This guy's over
yeah.
here with his fingers on the tree, talking to the tree, this little loony over here. But for him, he's having the greatest mystical experience of his life talking to this tree every day, and he's changing as a person and whatever. And most people think he's crazy, but he was having a hard time even making that connection because he was worried. But once he got into that authentic place where he wasn't worried, it continued on, and he, you know, he's a changed human. Like he literally had a spirit, whole spiritual awakening and everything. And it was all based off of this tree talking to him. And, you know, it might sound crazy to some people, but on a lower level, you know, they've done tests on authenticity, and they did this one test in particular that is truly amazing. And I was kind of blown away. So they put 9 people or 10 people in line, and they ask them questions, right? So there's a line and then there's a desk. So everybody stands in a single file line, there's a desk. And the person at the desk starts asking simple questions to the person in front of the line. And they ask the question out loud, and the person answers the question out loud. And then they go to the back of the line. In the first 5 or 6 questions, they're simple questions, and they all get them right. Well, the trick to the experiment is the first 9 people in line are part of the experiment. And after about the fourth or fifth, they all start answering simple questions wrong. And the experiment, the person in the back, 80% of the time will answer the question the wrong way because it doesn't want to be considered an outcast. And these are
Wow.
with strangers. Like, so we're willing to do this with strangers. What are we going to do around family and friends and coworkers? We want to conform. There's something about our human nature that we want to conform and connect with everybody around us. But when we break honesty and the truth to do it, we lose something in that attempt to try to connect some to somebody. So just kind of keep that in mind for everybody that's listening. Don't be that one, the 8 out of 10 people that's doing that. You could speak your truth and be honest and not sacrifice that power that's within you just to connect with people.
What about coherence? So, what is coherence?
So to me, when coherence would be when you get quiet and you start to connect to things. Your intuition, you start to connect to your ability to receive information from the universe. It really, and even be able to connect to your higher self, that coherence where you could get aligned with who you actually are. All of a sudden, now everything starts to get in sync and life just gets easy. You're not swimming up river, in a kayak and killing yourself trying to get up there. Now you're just chilling out in the kayak and just going down the river and just occasionally swimming to the side, using your paddle every now and then to avoid an obstacle, and you're enjoying the river and you're just enjoying the ride. I think that's what happens when we get in coherence with all aspects of who we are.
What role does integrity play in that?
It's everything. It's being honest. If you can't be honest, you can't achieve these higher states. For the universe, there is no such thing as lies. There is no lie. Everything has a vibration. Everything is carrying. Your personality is passing on a lie, and it may pass, but the universe knows what's going on, and that lie is hurting you. So if you're not living an honest life, it's going to hurt you. It's going to come back tenfold. It's the karmic way, right? If you're telling lies to manipulate and whatever, that's all going to sit with you, and it's coming back. So be very careful about telling lies about who you are, what you want to do just to please others or to manipulate others. It's all going to come back on you.
Have you ever experienced the I cannot pretend anymore moment? And tell us about it and what happened on the other side of it.
Yes, I have. And for me, it was a great moment because it made me way better at my job, and it made my marriage way better as well. So when we start learning to just be honest, even when being honest is going to make somebody else uncomfortable, that there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not being mean to somebody because I'm being honest. Now, if how I deliver it plays in that, if I'm being rude when I say it and I have ill will towards them and I'm just lashing out at somebody, well, okay, that has a karmic reaction to it. That's a negativity way to deliver it. But if I'm being kind to somebody and I'm just like, look, the way that you're acting at work, you're being rude, you're being a distraction. You're not doing what you say you're going to do. How can we get this stuff fixed, right? And I can be honest and just as clearly honest as I have to be. And, I've had to tell people some really bad things at work, like HR things. Right? I had to have somebody else sit in here because it's such an awkward, weird thing that's I should never have to say to anybody. But okay, here I am having to say something like this to somebody. Yeah, and I don't even want to say it in case somebody's listening. But at the end of the day, if I'm just honest, there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't create the situation. Why am I hiding from something that's awkward, clearly awkward for everybody, for us to even be having a conversation? But it has nothing to do with me. All I'm doing is speaking the truth of what the reality of a situation is. And once I started getting good at that at home with my friends, with my wife, with my kids, and at work, my life just got lighter and it just got easier. And it kind of shook most everybody in all those categories for probably 6 months. But it was because it wasn't, people took it as I was changing. But the reality of it is, I wasn't changing. I was just being more honest. What was inside of me that was always real and true was just now what I was letting out. I wasn't hiding it. I wasn't suppressing it. And that's a big deal for everyone. If you're suppressing yourself, let you out. If people are making you uncomfortable in your world, don't have to yell at them and say, "Listen here, you shithead. This is what you're doing to me." Blah 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 blah. No, you could just say, "Look, the way that these situations are making me uncomfortable, and I don't like it. Is there anything we could do to work on this and get past it?" You could say things in a compassionate way, but you don't have to sacrifice you. You know, if you're going to be sitting in it, you might as well let everybody else sit in it for a minute. And most of the time, people will move and meet you at a place that is comfortable with you if you hold your boundary. And that gives you a lot of strength because now the true self just stood up for itself. And you're not sacrificing yourself, and your self-confidence will go up, and everything will start to shift because you're able to do that for yourself.
Yeah, like projects you into the next thing. I was in a relationship that wasn't fulfilling what I wanted and got to that breaking point of like, I need to say everything right now. And I remember leaving a show that I was doing with someone mid-show. I got up, I said, I'm so sorry. I have to do something. And I drove to see my ex and I pulled him out of the house and I told him everything that I had been feeling and thinking for the past year and a half. And I said it, I took responsibility for my emotions. I told him everything I was thinking and feeling. He didn't react in a very good way, but I remember leaving, dropping him back off, and feeling a million times lighter. Oh, it was like it was so much left in my body, and I was like, thank God, like I needed to do that. And then my life started changing so much. It was like
Yeah.
that moment was like what I needed to do in order to break free. It's like being in a cage when you can't express yourself and you're not living authentically. And then when you are, it's like, oh wow, you know, it's so hard for a minute, but then it gets so much better and the universe seems to respond to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working with a young business owner right now, and about 5 months ago, he wanted to sell his business. And I asked him why, and he was just distraught. He's like, "Man, the stress is killing me. I can't do this anymore." He's a plumber, super fit guy, works out every day, and he couldn't even use his hands. Like the stress did anything. The stress was just chewing him up from the inside out. And I said, "But everything you're telling me, it sounds like you clearly want to be a business owner." He said, "Yeah, I do. I just can't handle the stress." And so I basically asked him to sit for a second, quiet with his thoughts. And he did. And I said, "So tell me all the things that are going through your head about your business." And it was, "Oh, we don't have enough good help. We don't have this. We don't have that." It was negative, 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 negative. And I said, "All right, so that is the current state of your business. Whatever is going on in your business right now is directly correlated to what's going on in your brain. If you don't know how to keep yourself calm and you're self-regulated and you're hold your peace, then your business is going to be a direct reflection of this." When you were talking about coherence, coherence will travel through everything in your life. And he wasn't able to just be honest with himself and be honest with everybody around him because he has so many negative things going on about what he was supposed to do, because he started his business with his father-in-law and his mom, and they had these expectations for him. And about 3 months later, he's got new employees coming to his thing, randomly showing up, where they're healthy, they're better plumbers than he is, work is flowing in, his bank account is rising. And it was simply because he stopped telling himself all these negative lies about what he was supposed to be doing in his life. He worked on himself on the inside and realized all these lies that he was telling himself. And when he dealt with a couple core beliefs that helped him to stop telling those lies, but once he got past a couple core beliefs, then he started to realize, okay, this is me. I'm allowed to do this. I don't have to listen to this. And he started living a little more authentic, and everything has just changed. Like he's not only did he get another offer, double what it was when he was originally wanting to sell, and he turned both of them down because he doesn't want to sell his business anymore. And everything is pushing forward, and he's healthy and he's happy, and he's still got a lot of work to do. But this is what happens when we get the negativity out of our head about what the way we're supposed to be living, and we just live in the present moment consciously. All of a sudden, we start to get aligned with this truth of the reality of where we are right now, and just be okay with that. And that's where we start to find true peace, because it goes back to week one of the program. Finding peace in the present moment is being authentic, but it's our brains that are pulling us out. Oh, what is this person thinking about me? Do I look good enough before I could leave the house tonight? What do these people think about me? Am I a failure in my parents' eyes? What is my brother or sister? Are they judging me or whatever? And that just pulls us out of it. But when we learn to sit in that present moment, that's a quick, very easy way to find your authenticity, is just to turn off the noise. And all of a sudden, you start to get stronger. It's part of the reason why you feel good if you do box breathing or gratitude or whatever, because it pulls you into that present moment and allows you to be authentic in that moment. But as soon as we start telling those lies again, it's gonna pull us out of it pretty quickly.
So what are we promised the audience some steps to take in order to raise their frequency through authenticity. So what are some tips that you would give the audience to start living more authentically?
I'll give you one straight out of my program. What I would have everybody do is sit in a quiet place, okay? Make sure you're not gonna be distracted, and bring a pen and a pad of paper and sit in the silence and just start asking yourself questions. What am I, what am I, what do I want to do with my life? What, and then ask yourself a handful of questions. And I actually have a program that ask the questions for you, but you'll ask simple questions like, what are my dreams? For what I want to do in the next 2 months, 1 year, 5 years? What are my goals? And then we'll just use that one for an example. And then what I want you to do is imagine reading those goals to everyone that you've ever met, all of your classmates, the people you work with, all of your family, all of your love life, ex and future, whatever it is. Bring everybody that you've ever known into a room and into an auditorium. And I want you to then imagine announcing what your goals are. All right. And you do this with like five different topics, but use the first one, be your goals, and announce them to everybody. Actually act if you're reading them out to everybody in that room, and then pay attention to how it feels when you read them out. If you're just like, rock on, I'm going to do A, B, C, and you feel good and powerful, and you don't get no kind of physical response, you're not embarrassed, you're not nothing, well, there's really not an issue with those. But usually, when we say one of those, something's going to come up and it's going to make you feel funky. And usually, it's associated with a person, or maybe multiple people, or a lot of people. And so it starts. You could literally find out really quick all these things about yourself, whether or not you're living authentically, just by closing your eyes and role playing, using your imagination to role play and determine what you're truly afraid to broadcast to the universe that's true about yourself. And then, so those are your goals. All right. So, what are you ashamed of? Say that out loud to everybody. Say what you're most insecure about. Say that to everybody, and usually you'll get a feeling with all of that, and it'd be associated with a person. And then what I would do after that is have an imaginary conversation with that person. Be a smart ass in the way I say this right now, but you could basically tell them, hey, look, This is who I am, and I don't give a shit what you think. And have a conversation. And the way that we do this is we basically say, my higher self is going to have a conversation with your higher self. And then you play that conversation out and you just tell them, like, look, hey, I'm sorry, Uncle Johnny. I know you don't like my choice for my career, and you've never really supported me. And I love you anyway, but this is who I am. If you don't like it, that's fine. And if you keep making negative comments about it when I'm around, I'm just going to stop coming around you because I'm going to protect my peace and or I'm going to stand up and tell you to F off or whatever. But you can have those dialogues with their higher self, from your higher self to their higher self. And it sounds cheesy, but it works. And the reason it works is because you're very clearly articulating to yourself what it means to be truthful and authentic. Because most of the time we just go through our whole life and we have no idea what any of that actually means.
The universe definitely does not like wishy-washy.
Does not. And I got another one that I'll give you. And I got this one out of a book about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And it kind of changed my life. And it's a cool one because it's all right. So you imagine your funeral, all right? Act like you get to create the most amazing funeral that you could ever imagine. Everybody there is going to talk about you. You got whoever you would want there. You can have Barack Obama there. You could have Lionel Richie there. I don't know who you want there, but you can have the most amazing funeral that you ever want. And when people are going to get up and they're going to talk about you, and they're going to talk about the life that you lived, and they're going to talk about your work and your family and whatever it is that you want them to talk about. And all the accomplishments that you've had in your life. And then you just imagine that life that you've lived. You're at the tail end of it. You lived till you were 110 years old and you did all of these amazing things. And they're all talking about you. And then once you see the end of your life and all these achievements, the type of person you were, you gave back, you did this, you did that, whatever it is that you really like, and then hold on to that image and just sit and just meditate and just make that the most beautiful image that you can, that's so big and so strong and powerful. And then hold on to that. And every decision you make between now and that funeral, you use that as a tool to make every decision that you're going to make. Instead of the decisions of what everybody else in your world is influencing you use that as your compass. And for me, it started making decisions so easy. And like decisions just became, I just had to instantly, I just had to think about that funeral and, oh, yeah, I'm going this way. Oh, absolutely this way. It was just quick and easy because if I really wanted that beautiful funeral, well, it's a no-brainer. I'm making this decision right now. I'm not going over here. That's going to lead me astray because I want this ending that I already seen. That's the most beautiful thing that I could possibly imagine. And that starts making you get aligned with your true self because you can't imagine something amazing and beautiful and magical without it being aligned with your true self.
Yeah, I like that. Right now, I'm picturing people with a sign that says, Lisa, the most authentic person I've ever met at my funeral.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that. And I love that we talked about this because I'm seeing the word authenticity, be authentic, being thrown around the internet right now. There's so much confusion around it, and so many people don't really know what it means. So I think today really helps people understand what it actually means to be authentic. Tell us more about your program.
My program is designed to just help people who are suffering. If you're miserable for no reason and you can't figure it out, if you're miserable and you've gone to therapy and you're still miserable and you're just struggling and you feel like nothing's going to help you, this program that I've developed is action items that builds from week one. there's a foundation, and we give you practices that create a knowing. I'm not asking anyone to believe anything. I'm giving them practical tools that creates a knowing each week. And then on top of that knowing, next week, we're going to give you more practical tools that's going to create an experience, that's going to create a knowing, and then we're going to stack that on. And we're going to do that for 10 weeks in a row. And by the time you get done, you're not going to be guessing about how you feel. You may still feel bad from time to time. I 100% guarantee that you will, but you're not going to guess anymore. You're not going to feel hopeless. You're not going to feel like these feelings you can't escape, like it's a mystery and you're just broken. You're not broken. You just don't know how your system is operating. Because honestly, it's operating off of an 8-year-old or a 5-year-old's old core beliefs that just no longer serve you. And so, without going into too much more detail about my program, that's really what it's designed. I've lived through misery with anxiety for so long, and I just felt hopeless, and I tried to suffocate it out a million different ways. And I'm trying my best to just relay these tools because they've helped everyone who's taken them serious and actually implemented it into their own lives. It's just whether or not people are ready. But if you are ready, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, go to learntolovebeingyou.com and we'll introduce all these tools to you, and you can find out for yourself.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for this important conversation and for your important work.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. And to our audience, if you've ever wondered who you truly are inside, please take Mike seriously and take his program, or just start to ask yourself those questions. Sit in stillness, go hug a tree, do the weird thing, because the truth is, when someone sees you doing something weird, it gives them permission to be more authentic themselves. Until next time, take care, everybody.